我们一起来看今天的经文。
Let's look at the scripture together.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
那周报上面打的是一到六节。
So the, what's printed on the bulletin is a verse from, the verses from 1 to 6.
我们要先来看的是周报上面打的哈。我们就只读一到二节。
Let's read verse 1 and 2.
一到二节，我们一起来。
Let's read together.
奉神旨意，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们来到你面前，主，我们感谢你。
Father, we come before you. Lord, we thank you.
赐给我们新的一年。
Thank you for giving us a new year.
新的一天。
A new day.
主，我们要在你的话语当中来更多的认识你。
Lord, we want to know you more from your words.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，这是我们2019年新的这个新一年的第一个周日啊。
This is our first Sunday of the new 2019.
祝大家新年快乐啊。
Wish everyone a happy new year.
然后马来西亚来的，我们在20年前马来西亚很多的广告都在广告说在2020年的时候马来西亚要成为先进的国家。
So I remember 20 years ago in Malaysia, there was a slogan on the bulletin, on the advertising board saying, by 2020, Malaysia would become a very advanced country.
2020年，今天已经到2019年，每次想到2019年，马上就要2020年了。
So when we think about 2019, we are thinking 2020 is just very soon to come.
那时候呢，他用2020是挺不错的，因为我们的这个视力如果要好的话也是2020是不是、
So at that time they used 2020 had another good meaning because if you have good eyesight that's also 2020.
所以在二十多年前马来西亚很多的广告很多的口号就是我们2020年的时候不要再是一个发展中的国家而是要先进的国家。
So back then 20 years ago,the slogan always said, by 2020, Malaysia would no longer be a developing country, would be a developed country.
所以今年是2019年，马来西亚的情况怎么样呢？
So today is 2019. What's the situation like in Malaysia?
哦，不住在马来西亚了，很多在马来西亚的朋友，他们对马来西亚都不看好。
I do not live in Malaysia anymore, but I have a lot of friends still there, and they do not look...very optimistic about the situation there.
很多的都是口号啦，以前喊的现在已经不喊了。
So there were a lot of slogans who were shouted before and they no longer say those anymore.
我发现我们每一次新年的时候，常常做类似的事情，今年我要做什么。
So every new year we tend to do similar things. I want to do this and that.
等到12月份的时候，我们再回想我们今年所要立志的结果是没有做到多少，然后新的一年我们就不晓得要怎么办。
By December, we would review the whole year, say we have accomplished some, and many of those unaccomplished tasks, we don't know what to do for the next year.
我去年立志要把启示录讲完。
So my goal last year was to finish Revelation.
总算把它讲完了。
Finally, we finished.
今年呢，我要来看这个以弗所书。
This year we want to start looking at Ephesians.
以弗所书要讲多久？师母问我。
So my wife asked me how long I will preach Ephesians.
说希望六个月能够把它讲完。
I said I hope to finish it within 6 months.
今天我们要来看的就是第一节。
So today we are going to look at verse 1.
奉神旨意，在基督耶稣做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus.
那今天的焦点就是以弗所的圣徒。
So today's focus is the saints in Ephesus.
当我们读到第一节的时候，你会发现到这以弗所的圣徒就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人，是同一批人，是不是？
When we read verse 1, it says those saints in Ephesus are those who are faithful in Christ Jesus. Is that the case?
以弗所的圣徒就是在基督里有忠心的人，这是同一批人。
So the saints in Ephesus are those who are faithful in Christ Jesus, and they are the same group of people.
那你在这里你有看到有两个现实。
Here we can see two realities.
一个是在以弗所。
The one is in Ephesus.
一个是在耶稣基督耶稣里。
The other one is in Jesus Christ.
在这里说信徒是在以弗所。以弗所是一个怎么样的一个世界？
Here it says the believers are in Ephesus. What is Ephesus like?
去年年初的时候我们讲到七个教会的时候，第一个教会就是以弗所教会。
In the beginning of last year, we talked about seven churches. The first one was the church in Ephesus.
我们复习一下哈。
Let's review.
以弗所曾经是大概有25万人口在那里住的。
So there in Ephesus, there used to be 250,000 people in that city.
Ann Arbor 呢有12万人口。
Comparably speaking, in Ann Arbor, there are 120,000 people.
所以按人口来说，以弗所就比 Ann Arbor 大一倍。
So according to the population, Ephesus is supposed to be twice the size of Ann Arbor.
那以弗所在一个河边，我们Ann Arbor也在一条河边，是不是？
Ephesus was by a riverside, and Ann Arbor is also by a riverside.
那以弗所在这条叫Caesar 的河口那里。
Ephesus is at the entrance of a river called Caesar.
以弗所教会里面最有名的就是一个它有一个叫雅迪米女神庙。
So in Ephesus, in the center of the city, there is Artemis, that a temple.
当你从海口那里进来的时候，坐船进到这个以弗所的时候，你第一个会注意到的就是这一个神庙很大。
So when you enter from the river by boat, to the city.The first major architecture you will notice is this temple.
这女神庙呢有120支的这个高柱，高达60尺。
So this temple has 120 huge columns that are as high as 60 feet.
60尺就大概六层楼高了。
So 60 feet is roughly six levels.
六层楼高对我们今天来说不算什么，但是当时候的人没有高楼大厦。但是六层楼高要比一切的建筑物都高。
So in our days, like a sixth level does not seem that big, but imagine at that time, there were no high risers, so that was a huge structure.
以弗所呢是一个拜偶像的地方。
Ephesus was a place that was heavy with idol worship.
如果你记得的话，在《使徒行传》，保罗有一次反对以弗所人拜这个神呢，几乎就被他们打死了。
If you recall in the in Acts that Paul recounted an event that he was blaming the Ephesus to worship idols, and he was almost at the point of losing his life.
我们去年读到这个《启示录》以弗所教会的问题是什么
？When we read about the church in Ephesus in Revelation. What's the problem of that church?
他们的问题是什么？
What's their
失去起初的爱心。
So their issue was to lose the initial love.
以弗所的教会这个世界环境社会里头是一个叫信徒会慢慢失去爱心，爱心会渐渐冷淡的一个环境。
So that environment, that city, is a place that gradually to let those believers to become their heart become cold.
你还记得的话，我那时候跟你说 ，Caesar 的这条河口呢，有一个问题，就是它有一个危机，就是它长时间来那里头的这个泥土慢慢的沉淀。
If you recall that there's a problem with this Caister River, there is a lot of sediment that in the river, so a lot of dirt kind of settled at the bottom of the river.
它本来是一个很重要的港口，但是这个河水的下面的这个泥土慢慢的沉淀，就把水流呢越来越浅，越来越狭窄。
It used to be a very major harbor, but because of sedimentation from the dirt, and so the river becomes narrower and narrower.
越来越狭窄之后，船就没有办法进来了。
That causes the ship having a hard time to pass through.
那时候我们也讲到说，以弗所的教会信徒也面临的类似的一个危机。
So we remember we talk about the believers in Ephesus also were facing similar challenges.
在每一天的这个世界里面的东西都慢慢不断的沉淀在我们内心当中，慢慢的、渐渐的，信徒向神的心呢都被堵住了。
So every day the issues, the things in this world.Get settled in our hearts, and gradually, and the heart the believers have towards God is blocked.
以致我们向神能够付出的时间和精力是越来越狭窄。
That causes us to have a less and less time and energy to devote to God.
这就在以弗所的信徒所住在的这个以弗所的这个城市里头，环境里头。
So this is a situation that those believers in Ephesus are facing in the city of Ephesus.
其实不是只是以弗所了，每一个城市都是差不多。我们信徒们住在里头的，都容易因着世界的东西，我们的爱心渐渐冷淡。
It's not just the city of Ephesus. In many cities, the believers live in there are facing the same challenges, which our hearts become. More occupied by the worldly things and become colder and colder.
现在的世界更可怕，是不是？
So it's even more dangerous or scary in the current day world.
无论你住在哪里，你就是住在一个很单调无聊的一个小镇里头，整个世界的资讯都在你手中的 iPad 上面。
No matter where you live, even if you live in a very isolated small town, but the information from all this world is just within your reach from a phone, from all the media.
我们上个周末，我们有一群的弟兄姐妹到芝加哥参加这个基督徒套会。
So last weekend, we had a group of people who went to Chicago to attend the Christian conference.
林恒志林牧师就在当中就找我两天早上做领会的人。
So Pastor Lin was looking for.Those who are leading the conference for the 2 days in the morning.
那第一天我上去就提醒大家说，我们来参加聚会要把什么？要把手机关掉啊，我手机的声音关掉啊。
So the first day when I went up to the podium, I remind all the audience to turn off their phone.
林牧师告诉我说，就提醒大家把手机声音关掉或者调到什么震动啊。
So Pastor Lin reminded me to remind the people to.Either mute their phone or put them on vibrate.
第二天早上我想不对，只是声音关掉也不行，你要把震动也要拿掉，不但是要拿掉，你要怎么？要把它调成 airplane mode， 就是调整什么飞行的这个模式飞行的模式，让它没有讯息进来
So the second morning, I realized it's not enough just to turn off the volume or turn it on, to vibrate.Because information still came in, so what's important is to turn it into airplane mode, so there's no information coming in.
我就发现到说，原来我们这个手机啊，在我们手上很多的这个精力都花在它身上。
So I realized that with the phone in our hand, we spend so much time and energy on this little thing.
那手机的信息不断进来，世界的东西不断的往我们内心里头时时刻刻的在沉淀在里头。
So information comes in all the time through the phone. The worldly information just comes to us at no interruption.
不但我们能够为神付出的时间跟精力减少了，我们甚至本来在聚会的时间的这个精力也都大打折扣。
Not only did we lose time, a lot of time, to serve God, to devote to God, but also like we lost a lot of time even in gathering or even in our Sunday service, we lose some time to the phone.
你知道手机为什么会有这个 airplane mode 呢？
Do you know why their phones have an airplane mode?
每次坐飞机的时候，在飞机快要起飞的时候，这个服务员就会在这个飞机上面就告诉大家说，请你把你的手机转到这个 airplane mode。
Before taking off, the flight attendants always remind the passengers to turn their phone into the airplane mode.
那有一次我坐飞机的时候，坐在里面，然后飞机迟迟不开。
One time I was on the airplane and the plane just was there and then did not take off for a long time.
服务员一次又两一次的又在那边报告说，请你们把你们的手机转到这个 airplane mode。
So flight attendants kept reminding passengers to turn the phone into the airplane mode.
第三次的时候，我稍微可以感觉到他声音里面有一点不高兴的啊，
so、time,
因为还是有人手机没有 turn 到 airplane mode.
The third time, I sensed that there's some anxiety in her voice because there are still people there who do not do this.
然后坐在飞机里面的人也不耐烦了，我还谁的手机没有？
So many fellow passengers also become anxious. They say, whose phone is still not turned off?
为什么手机要飞行的时候，要起飞的时候要把它关掉？
Why is the phone need to be set to the airplane mode when during takeoff?
你们知道吗？
Do you know why?
我所知道的就是怕这个飞行的时候那些的讯息会受到干扰。
All I know is they are concerned about the flight information during takeoff would be disturbed, interrupted by a lot of other information flowing in.
所以手机不关的话，飞机就飞不起来。
So without turning off the phone, an airplane cannot take off.
我今天特别讲手机哈。
Today we want to
原谅我一下哈。
We talk a lot about the phone.
难怪我们基督徒生命很多的生命都提升不起来，因为干扰太多。
So no wonder, like if we have a hard time to lift our spiritual life to the next level because we have so many interruptions.
芝加哥第一天早上讲员的信息讲到摩西在旷野里面看到这个火烧荆棘。
So the first day message, speaker talked about the burning bush Moses saw in the desert.
神向摩西显现，然后就要给他一个很重要的使命。
God revealed himself to Moses and gave him an important mission.
因为我在领大会，早上，两天早上要领大会的时候，我就都在想这个手机的问题。
So the 2 days while I was leading the conference, I kept thinking about the issue of phone.
我在想，如果当神对摩西讲话讲到中间的时候，忽然间摩西的口袋当中的手机震动起来，怎么办？
I was imagining what would have happened if while God was speaking to Moses, but in the middle of the discussion, and the phone in Moses' pocket suddenly vibrated.
那一不留神就没听到神其中的一句话，没听清楚的话，他到时候怎么带领这个以色列人出埃及？
So maybe due to some distraction, Moses would have left out or didn't hear God's important words, and how would he be able to lead the Israelites? Israelites to be out of Egypt.
那天早上讲员说有五点我们要认识清楚的才能够在主里面能够奔跑得快。
So the speaker talked about 5 points we need to remember in order to run fast in Christ.
如果摩西只有注意到四点其中一点是因为肘膝震动的关系没有听到的话他怎么奔跑？
So if Moses just noticed 4 of the 5 points and how could he be running fast?During the journey.
为什么特别讲手机？因为对许多人来说，手机已经成为我们世界的一大部分了。
So why are we talking about phones? Because to many people, phone becomes an important part of our life.
我们回到第一节。
Let's come back to verse 1.
他在这里说，奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给在以弗所的圣徒。
Here says Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus.
他说这些人是住在以弗所的圣徒。圣徒是什么意思？
Here he talks about these people are the saints living in Ephesus. What does the saints mean?
我们平常对圣徒的了解，通常就认为说那些品行高尚的人才叫圣徒。
So our normal understanding for saints are those people whose deeds are noble.
在天主教里头呢，你一生做基督徒，你要品格要非常高尚，而且你要非常的这个做的这个善事要特别多。你的人格要特别的完美，最后死的时候，他们开了会之后才封你做圣徒。
In Catholic belief, they believe all the deeds done by the believers need to be perfect, and need to be noble, and all through their life, and then they can receive their title.
可是这不是新约里头圣徒的意思。
But this is not the meaning of saints in the New Testament.
请问基督徒的品行该不该高尚？
So let me ask you, the Christian's behavior or character, should that be noble?
应该的。
Yes.
但这不是为什么我们被称为圣徒。
But this is not why we are called saints.
圣徒的圣这一个字呢，是意思是说我们是属神的。
So the saints, the meaning of that first part in Chinese, that meaning of holy, that means that belong to God.
比如说圣殿是指神的殿。
For example, the holy temple means the God's temple.
圣殿不是因为你把它洁净了才叫圣殿。
The holy temple is not because you clean it and becomes holy.
圣殿乃是因为它是圣殿，所以你要把它洁净。
The holy temple is because it is holy, then we need to clean it.
我再说一遍那个圣殿不是因为你把它洁净到干净到一个地步才叫圣殿。
So let me talk about this again. The holy temple is not because you clean it to the point it's flawless. Then that's called holy temple.
圣殿乃是因为它是圣殿，所以我们才要把它洁净。
The holy temple is because it is holy, and that's why we need to clean it.
我们每一个基督徒呢都是圣徒，我们都是属神的。
So every Christian belongs to God.
我们不是因为品行高尚才叫做圣徒。
It's not because our deeds are noble that's why we are called Christians.
我们乃是因为我们是属神的圣徒。
But because we belong to God, we are the people belong to the holy God.
所以我们才要这个品行高尚。
That's why our characters need to be noble.
这原则很简单。
So this principle is quite simple.
王家有四个小孩。
The Wang family has four children.
他们不是因为守了王家的家规才变成王家的小孩。
They do not become the children of Wang family because they obey the rules of Wang family.
他们是因为他们本来就是王家的小孩，所以他们要守王家的家规。
So because they are already born.As Wang's family children, that's why they need to obey the Wang family rules.
换句话，保罗在这里讲说，在以弗所的圣徒是什么意思呢？
So here Paul talks about the saints in Ephesus. What does that mean?
他说在以弗所，但不属于以弗所，乃是属于神的基督徒。
Here he talks about in Ephesus. They are in Ephesus, but they do not belong to Ephesus. They belong to God.
在世界，但是我们的心思不属于这个世界，我们乃是属于神的基督徒。
They are in this world, but their hearts, their mind and soul do not belong to this world. They belong to God.
我们活在这忙碌的世界里头，我们不为着这个世界忙碌，我们乃是为神而忙碌的基督徒。
We live in this world. We do not get busy to work for this world, but to work for God.
我们在 UM 大学，我们在这个Washington Community College 或者我们在 EMU 大学里头，但是我们的价值地位不属于 UM 的大学。
Yeah, we may be in University of Michigan or WCC or EMU, but our value do not belong to those places.
我们活在 UM 里头，但是却是属于神的基督徒。
We live in this UM campus, but we belong to God.
我们在 Ford 跟 GM 公司里头上班。
We may work at Ford or GM.
或者其他的公司。
Or some other companies.
但我卖命的这个对象不是 Ford 跟 GM 或其他的公司。
But when I, what I devoted my work to is not for those companies.
我卖命的对象乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
The target of our devotion, our devoted work is Jesus Christ.
我不在神的这个家里头聚会的时候想我呢 UM 的功课啦 Ford 跟 GM 的这个差事。
So when I'm not meeting in God's temple here, like I may be thinking about the work at GM or Ford or school work at U of M.
但是我在 UM, 我在 Ford, 我在 GM, 或者我在 Toyota, 或者我在 Honda 里头要想的是神在基督里面所给我们的福音的使命。
But while I'm in those places, either work or school, and what I need to think about is the mission, the vision that God gave us.
我是在这个世界里头属于神的圣徒。
I am a saint in this world, but does not belong to this world.
所以当保罗讲说我写信给在以弗所的圣徒的时候，他说不是你们不是只是住在以弗所的人而已，你们乃是住在以弗所里头属于神的人。
So here when Paul writes to the saints in Ephesus, he's not talking about those saints belong to Ephesus, but those saints living in Ephesus but belong to God.
三个周末在大会里面认识了很多人。
There were a lot of people last weekend in the Christian conference.
师母跟我也有跟不同的人谈到话。
So my wife and I had talked to different people.
其中有一个分享在国内的事。
So there's one who was sharing the work they did in China.
他说国内的教会有一个教会里面有一个诗班。
So he shared that there is a choir group in one of the churches in China.
他说诗班里面有不少的成员，年纪大了，后来这个原来的在太太先生呢都过世了。
So there are many members in that choir group that they are of high age, and some of their spouses have passed away.
那要找同伴。
So they wanted to find partners.
但是教会里面的这个弟兄太少了，只要到社会外面去找。
So the brothers in the church were not enough, so they had to go out to the world to find partners.
那世界这个外面的社会是不流行结婚的，大家同居就好。
So in the outside world, it's not very popular to get married. It's okay just to live together.
所以教会的诗班里头有不少人呢。都是跟别人同居的。
So many members in that choir group, some of them live together with their partners.
啊，你要怎么办呢？如果你坚持圣经的原则，人家听的时候你要去注册，他就不要你跑掉了。
So what do you do in this situation? If you insist on the Bible principle, you need to register and get a marriage certificate. That person may be scared and run away.
但是在那个情况之下，我们到底是属于世界的呢，还是我们属于神的？
In that situation, do we belong to the world or do we belong to God?
我们是按着圣经神的定义来过我们的生活呢，还是我们按着世界的定义来过我们的生活？
Do we live our life according to the principles of the Bible or do we live the life according to the principles of the world?
我也知道今天这些年轻的世代里头年轻人男女住在一起都不是问题。
I also know that in nowadays world, it doesn't seem to be an issue that young people live together without getting married.
但是我要提醒基督徒们，我们不是住在以弗所的以弗所人，我们乃是住在以弗所的圣徒。
But I want to remind Christians that we are not the Ephesians living in Ephesus.
我们在这世界上生活不是，我们在这世界上生活不是按着世界的这个潮流定义来成为我们人生的这个方向。
We live in this world, but we are not defined by the rules by this world.
我们住在这个世界，我们的心意、心思意念必须是属于神的。
We live in this world, but our heart and soul, our thoughts need to belong to God.
圣徒的圣这个字
The holy, the word holy, in the holy disciples.
在新约里头就出现200多次。
It appeared more than 200 times in the New Testament.
那其中一卷最多的就是使徒行传了。
It occurred the most in the book of Acts.
一共出现53次。
There were totally 53 times.
但是出现次数最密集的。
But when it's occurring the most frequent, most condensed.
最密集的一卷书是哪一卷书呢？
Which book is it?
就是以弗所了。
It is the book of Ephesians.
就我们这一次要看的这个以弗所书。
Which is the one we are going to study now.
可见这个圣徒啊，这个圣这个字在以弗所是非常重要的一个观念。
So the word holy is an important concept in Ephesians.
我们就只举一些例子啊，这不是出所有的经文啊，在一章四节。
So we can have some examples, not all of them.
在第一章的第四节就说，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁。
Or verse the chapter 1 verse 4. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
你看这个圣。
Here, let's look at the word holy.
这个圣是在什么时候神就计划好要我们成为圣洁的？
When did God plan for us to be holy?
在创立世界以前。
It was planned before the creation of the world.
在基督里拣选我们。
He chose us in Jesus Christ.
就目的就要使我们在他面前成为圣洁。
So the purpose is for us to be holy and blameless in his sight.
这从创立世界以前就有的这个目的。
It was destined before the creation of the world.
最近不但是老花，常常头脑记忆都不太好。
So I start encountering the age challenges that my eyes having problems and memory have issues.
跟你们分享过。就发生很多次，最近一次是我从楼下走到楼上进到房间，一进去的时候忽然之间就想说我进来做什么。
So I shared with people with you before, like one day I walked from downstairs upstairs to a room. When I entered the room, suddenly I asked myself, why do I come here?
特别有四个小孩，我在上楼梯的过程当中有不同的声音的时候，一进到房间忽然间忘了我到底进来要做什么。
Especially four children along the way, I heard their voices here and there, but when I got in the room, I forgot why I was there.
想了老半天想不出为什么我要上来。
I couldn't remember why I came up.
最后想说既然我上来了，我现在想要做什么呢？我就
So then I thoughtI'm already here. What am I going to do now?
就随便想几件事情，我就把它做一做，然后又下去。
So I started doing some things randomly coming to mind, and then finished them and come downstairs.
过了好久，忽然间脑筋一亮，原来我要上去是要做那件事情。
Then after a while, suddenly an epiphany showed up, saying, "Oh, that's why I was planning to go upstairs to do that thing."
你知道我们人来到世界做什么？
You know why we come to this world?
我们常常在年轻的时候都会问，我为什么来到这个世界？
When we are young, we always ask ourselves, why do we come to this world?
既然不知道，我就周围看一看，我能够做什么，可以赚钱，我去赚钱，哪一些事业好的，我就去做。那既然不知道，我就做我所认为可以做的。
So since I don't know for sure, so I just do whatever I see that seems fit around me, making money and running some business, do whatever that seems fit for the situation.
好多人等到晚年的时候又重新在想说我到底来这个世上做什么。
Many people, when they are reaching old age, they start reflect, why do we come to this world?
以弗所书一章四节就说神从创立世界以前就已经拣选我们，目的是要我们在他面前成为圣洁。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 told us, For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
一章十八节。
So the chapter 1 verse 18。
一章十八节这么说，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people.
他在这里讲到说，我们的心中的眼睛要明亮起来。
Here it talks about the eyes of our heart will be enlightened.
让我们知道说，神的恩召的指望是何等的大，乃是要在圣徒当中要成就的。
So we know the hope and the grand scale of what He called us for, and the riches of His glorious inheritance in His holy people.
我们跳到第二章的二十一节。
So let's jump to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21.
第二章的二十一节说，各房靠他联络的，和是渐渐成为主的圣殿。
Verse 21 says, In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple.
第三章十八节。
The chapter 3, verse 18.
能与和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
May have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
第四章十二节说到，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立身基督的身体。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12, to equip His people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
五章三节说，至于淫乱，并一切污秽。或是贪婪，你们中间连提都不可，方可圣徒的体统。
Verse the chapter 5 verse 3, but among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity, or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people.
我们再看一节五章二十七节说，可以献给自己做荣耀的教会，毫无玷污。皱纹等类的病乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 27, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
以弗所书要告诉我们，我们乃是在这世界上是一个圣徒。
So Ephesians, the book of Ephesians telling us, in this world, we are holy disciples, we are the saints.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
我们不能再像以前，活在那个空中掌权者的恶者之下。
We can no longer live under that evil one who is in charge of the world.
我们要活在基督里。
We need to live in Christ.
以弗所和耶稣基督里是两个不同的影响。
Ephesus and in Christ are two different places.
世界有世界的盼望，在基督有基督里的盼望。
The world has the hope in for this world, and in Christ there is hope for being in Christ.
在世界有世界的奋斗的方向，在基督里有基督奋斗的方向。
There is direction for all the effort and hard work in this world, and there are also other targets and objectives while in Christ.
在基督里有基督里的享受，在世界里有世界里的享受。
In Christ, there are those enjoyments that are in Christ, and in this world, there are those enjoyments that belong to the world.
问题是我们要选择哪一样？
The problem is choice.Which one do we choose?
我们要选择做这个以弗所的圣徒，还是我们要选择在教会里面的世界属世界的人？
Do we choose to be the saints in Ephesus, or do we choose to be even in the church but belong to this world?
我们要做一个在世界里头，在 Enab 里头，我们的生活里头，我们想到的神的使命，还是我们要做一个在教会里头，我们想到外面的工作？
Do you want to be like a living in Enab? We think about God's mission, God's will, God's word, God's words, or do we become those people in the church and thinking about what we want in this world?
我们想到的是说，这个世界，我们怎么用这个世界的这个资源来帮助我们更爱神、更爱基督？还是我们想到说，教会、祷告会、聚会怎么帮助我，让我能够在这个世界里面平安的度日
？We want to leverage the resources in this world to help us advance in God's kingdom, do God's will, Or are we in prayer meetings, in church gatherings, trying to advance our own personal worldly agenda?
在新的一年，我们在这新的一年里面有很多 resolution， 有很多励志。我们的励志里面有多少样是表明着我们是属于神的？
So many of us have the New Year resolution for the 2019. Among the New Year resolutions, how many of those are concerning God?
减肥好不好？
Losing weight, is that good?
减肥很好，我也试着减肥。
Losing weight is good. I'm also trying myself.
减肥不容易。我前一阵子这个带完小孩去上课了之后呢，我就跑去这个健身房那边去运动啊。但是学校一放假之后，我的这个体重也放假。
So when I tried so hard before, like after I taught kids, and then I went to the gym to exercise. But when school ends.And my exercise also ends.
那减肥是不错的一个目标，是不是？
Losing weight is a good target.
那我们属神的圣徒，你今年的目标有没有说我要减少更多生活上的许多残累的事情，好叫我能够有更多的精力跟精神在祷告当中，在神的话语当中。
So are we thinking in a similar fashion that we have a resolution that in Christ, in God, we can lose a lot of worldly burden, lose weight in that sense, so we can focus and get more energy and focus on God.
我们教会里面的团契成为我们一起来彼此勉励，彼此在基督里面成长，彼此鼓励，我们一起来读经，我们一起来追求神的一个场合呢，还是我们团契变成我们来分享之后，然后了解大家的状况，然后就回去上班。
So for our fellowship, do we want the fellowship to become a place to encourage each other and to pursue God and to deepen our knowledge of God, or we just get together and then share what's going on in each other's life and then go home?
我们是在以弗所的圣徒，还是我们在教会中这个属世的人？
Are we the saints in Ephesus, or are we the worldly people in the church?
巴不得我们能够更多的来到神面前来思考。
How much I long that we come before God and to think.
我们让神的话来定义我们人生的方向。
Let's let God's words to define our direction of this life.
而不是让这个世界来定义我们人生的方向。
But not let this world define our life's agenda.
我们来到神面前，我们一起来祷告。
Let's come before God and let's pray.
天父，我们来到你面前，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for giving us salvation.
你救赎我们，好叫我们能够属于你。
You saved us so we can belong to you.
我们每一个基督徒都是你的圣徒。
Every Christian is a saint that belongs to you.
因为你在我们身上的心意乃是叫我们完完全全属于你。
Because your will in us is to have our heart and soul and mind belong to you.
帮助我们在新的一年的开始，让我们一年之始的这个时刻，让我们再一次回到我们在你里面的身份。
Lord, help us in this new beginning, in this beginning of this new year, help us come back before you and to know our status in you.
让我们所做的每一件事都是为基督而做。
May everything we do, that we do it for Christ Jesus.
让我们真的是全心的向着你。
Let us be just longing God with our whole heart.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.